The coach of the women's rowing team at UConn says she hasn't ruled out filing a Title IX complaint after the team was cut. Women's rowing was one of four sports UConn announced that it will cease funding after the upcoming academic year. Connecticut Public Radio's Olivia Hickey reports.
The cuts affect 124 student athletes in all, including as many as 60 on the women's rowing team. Maria Bellos is a recent UConn grad and an alum of the rowing team. Bellos says she has talked to teammates since the decision.
It's a real shock to think that you're going into college, maybe on scholarship, maybe you just want to join the rowing program, and you expect a full 4 years being part of a team and having a bunch of lifelong friends and just having that kind of ripped away from you. It's just a devastating feeling, and they're all devastated because of it.
Junior Janet Wong said she went into UConn not expecting to become a D1 athlete, but joining has provided her with many opportunities. She said this spring will be the only time racing in the newly joined Colonial Conference, and they plan to go out with a bang.
We're coming into a new conference that we've never raced with before. We went through long winter training. We do it every year, and I think this year, knowing that we have really nothing more to lose, we're going to put it all out on the table, show them what we can do, push our limits, push one another.
UConn's Board of Trustees voted to cut funding of four teams after the 2020-21 academic year, part of the school's efforts to cut $10 million from its budget by 2023. Head coach Jennifer Sanford said she didn't receive the news that her team was on the chopping block until the day before. She was the only rowing representative on the call with the trustees.
Less than half of the team received any athletic aid. However, they made a commitment to wake up every morning at 4:30 or 5:30 a.m. to practice before their day begins in the classroom. They come back later in the day to train and have meetings with coaches as they work hard and strive toward being the best they can be.
Sanford told Connecticut Public Radio that women's rowing is a high-number sport, usually used to balance Title IX formulas against all male football programs. And she is considering whether she might file a formal complaint against the school under Title IX. UConn has said it will continue to honor athletes' scholarships. For those that decide to transfer away from the school, Sanford will be there to guide them through the process and help students find the right program. As for Bellos, she plans to support the team from the sidelines until the end.
I do plan on coming back to see where the rowing program is going to go this year, just to see it off, and hopefully someone along the way may notice the program and try to save it, but I want to see it in its last, prime.
A petition to save the team currently has just over 6,000 signatures. A UConn athletics spokesperson said they will not have any further public comment on the topic. Olivia Hickey, Connecticut Public Radio.